It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome and good day to you. It's a motivational Monday. It's February the 13th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, a little studio over here in the corner. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. We're down here on the ground floor. If you walk by, wave and say hi. A couple things to tell you about today, and I left my list at home, so I had my wife send it to me. This Wednesday, there's a blood drive at MCC College in Bullhead City, 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. If you want to get involved and donate blood, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825, because the best part of it is they email you the questions. You can answer them all about the day before, and then you just walk in. That same night, Beale Street Theater has a Beale Street celebration, and it's Jeff Lesson, live in the Kingman concert. And for questions, you can call the theater at 928-530-8432. All right, now we'll bounce into the studio. And as always, on a Monday, or every Monday, we play one band, one artist, or one singer. If I could turn back time. And I'm hoping that Travis Lingenfelter likes Cher. So we're going to have Cher bumper music here for the next hour. And my guest is Mr. Travis Lingenfelter, our Mojave County Supervisor for District 1 and also Board Chair. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. Very well. Thank you for having
me. Good, good. Now, you've been in 3 years, right?
Yes, this is my third year.
Is it all what you thought it was going to be when you ran for office?
It is. It is.
Because you lost more hair.
Well, I took it off. I just had to, right? To stay, it's the same in a lot of different ways, you know, at all different levels, municipal, county, state. I came from city council and in Kingman.
Right.
And was vice mayor there for the last 2 years of my term. But so, you know, it's not completely unfamiliar, but it allowed me to kind of hit the ground running a couple of years ago. And, you know, the county's doing some really great things right now.
Yeah. And you're fortunate you live right there in the county seat. And like you said, you were on the council, so you kind of understood the way the government flows. I'm sure the county's a little bit different because I know everybody flows differently than the next guy. And now you're chairperson. What challenges has that given you?
I don't really look at it as a challenge. I mean, it's certainly a responsibility and a privilege. But, you know, I think that it's the responsibility of the chairman to try to conduct meetings respectfully, you know, encouraging people to come, to voice their opinions, to be part of the process, to really broaden that tent as much as we possibly can. And that's what kind of a chairman I'm going to be. You know, just very inclusive, you know, love the interaction and the dialogue from all of our county supervisors, the public, the stakeholders that we deal with at all levels of government and private sector as well. And, you know, just have fun with it.
How many meetings do you go to in an average week?
Oh, gosh. Anywhere from, oh, gosh, you know, minimum of 5 to way over 20,
yeah.
It seems like, because, you know, District 1,
it's 60, a little big,
65% of Mojave County. If you were to draw a line almost down the middle of Mojave County, it's everything basically to the east, all the way up to the Utah border. And I've got Kingman. I've got, you know, the tribe, Peach Springs. And
right.
I've got Beaver Dam, Littlefield, Scenic, Colorado City, Centennial Park up on the Utah border.
You put a lot of miles on your car in a year.
I do. And,
yeah.
And also a lot of, you know, like Microsoft Team meetings and Zoom meetings.
Right.
But
which is the only way to meet with Colorado City, huh? But you have to go up there once in a while.
Well, I go up there. I make it a point to go up there. I think it's important to show those constituents, those citizens up there that
I'm
here. They're not an
yeah.
afterthought, you know, that they're just as important. as anybody down south on the other side of what they call the Big Ditch, otherwise known as the Grand Canyon. Yeah, and they're good people. They're doing some really good things, and I'm gonna predict that they're gonna be the next Sedona 2.0 up there.
Really?
It's so beautiful.
Fabulous.
Up there. It's just on the other side of Zion.
Yeah.
And you know, beautiful canyons and hiking and all kinds of great stuff going on up there.
We lost our college dean to the college up there. She had been there before. And
Carolyn.
Carolyn was promoted down here to Bullhead.
Yeah.
And we loved her. She was in our Kiwanis Club. She was a mover and shaker in our town, not just the dean. And then Stacy moved her up there.
Yep. I just saw her at the campus up there.
Did you?
Like a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
And I told Stacy that I saw him like a week after he moved her, you know, and he was still, hadn't started interviewing yet. And I said, look, you got some big shoes to fill. I mean, you know, she was involved in our town and involved in our club. And now Gary Coleman, who's taken her place, is starting to do the same thing.
Good.
He's just moving a little slower. He's taking his time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you got lucky with Carolyn up there at your campus.
She's doing a great job. You know, the MCC is a great partner to all of our cities. And
oh, I know.
They're doing a great job.
I mean, what college in America moves the Chamber of Commerce into their building?
That's true.
Yeah.
What other community college has a county that's so diverse? You
right.
know, you go up to you know, southern Nevada or southern Utah, northern Arizona. You know, it's kind of they've got their own thing up there.
Right. And the priorities are different.
You know, down here is different, and then you got Havasu, which is more like Southern California vibe, and
right.
it's so diverse.
Well, and I think Stacy's doing his best to meet the needs of each campus for those communities, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we have welding here at this campus. I don't think we have welding in any other campus. We have the culinary program.
Right.
And that's just in the Bullhead campus. But yet, Kingman has things that we don't have in Bullhead and Havasu also. So
right.
it's meeting the needs. And, of course, everybody right now needs a nurse and a doctor. So
that's right. Hopefully. No, Stacy's doing a great job.
Yeah.
The college is doing a good job. I know that they're trying to push all of the campuses forward, how they need to be pushed forward.
Right.
So they're doing a good job.
Yeah, and if anyone's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Yes.
That's for sure. What kind of priorities do you see for our county as a whole, as a supervisor?
Gosh, as a whole, I think that it's really important right now, personally, to secure our water supplies, whether that be groundwater.
Right.
In rural, or whether that be our Colorado River water, there's a lot of really interesting and challenging things going on in the arena of water right now.
Right.
And when you look at Mojave County, and, you know, we have a lot of communities. All of our communities, they have one water source, right? In Kingman's case, it's completely groundwater, right? Down in our river communities, you know, we depend upon the Colorado River water for our residential, for commercial,
right.
for tourism, for our economy. Everything is tied to that water, right? So I think it's really so important for all of us at the county and the city level to join together and to just do what we can to secure our water supplies for our future.
And now you've started a lawsuit as a county.
The county has. Sort of the Reader's Digest version of that, the city of Queen Creek has attempted to buy 2,033 acre feet of Colorado River water down in La Paz County from a hedge fund called Greenstone. That whole transfer process has been going on for, you know, a couple of years at least. They got the green light from the state, and then it went to the federal government, and the Bureau of Reclamation actually issued what's called a finding of no significant impact. So,
obviously they didn't talk to you or Mark Clark. Huh?
Well, yeah, well, they will
yeah.
right, through this lawsuit. So the counties of Mojave, La Paz, Yuma County, and the city of Yuma have all joined together. So really unified on the Colorado River from the Utah border all the way to the Mexican border, filed this lawsuit against that finding of new significant impact, basically saying, hey, the Bureau of Reclamation failed to take what the case law calls a hard look at all of the impacts to the human environment and the natural environment.
Right.
And so there was violations to the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, and also the Administrative Procedures Act. So we have the first hearing on that is the first week of March, and you know, we'll obviously keep everybody updated on that process. But you know, if they want to take our water, they're going to get a fight.
Am I looking at the guy who put all this together and got the county to start the lawsuit?
No, the county was watching this transfer
okay.
before I was on the board. But when I got onto the board, and one of the reasons that I ran for a county supervisor
because your water
was
knowledge.
Because of the water.
Right.
Like, hey, we got to have somebody that's going to really roll up their sleeves and every single day do the work to be at every table that they can be, to advocate, to educate.
Right.
Because, you know, there's really no more important work right now, in my opinion, when you look at everything that's going on with water in the West.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I ran, and I've been privileged to be named by the board as the county supervisor that takes
care of the water
on all that complicated
has an official
water
title,
stuff, right?
Yeah. So you're working with the county attorneys that are working on the lawsuit.
County attorney's office, yes, and then the counties that I mentioned in the city of Yuma have all contracted with a law firm by the name of Clark Hill.
Okay.
And they're actually the firm that issued the lawsuit on behalf of the public entities.
And they meet with you frequently.
And we have updates. I think they call them legally status calls.
Okay.
To keep us involved. Not too much has happened yet because we just filed that.
Right.
The first hearing, again, is the first week of March, March 8th.
Yeah, March 8th, you said.
And
yeah.
Then we should start to see some things, right?
Good.
So, yeah, but really it's not just the counties that have done what they need to do. The cities of Bullhead,
right.
Havasu, Kingman, the Mojave County Water Authority, they've all issued what are called amicus letters, friends of the court letters, in support of what the counties are fighting. So we appreciate all of them.
And basically I think what we saw happening was we saw corporations buying up big lots in Mojave Valley and acreage for that water rights, but then shipping it out of our area.
That's right. So that's exactly what's going to happen. You've got these hedge funds back east that see this water crisis looming over here. And, you know, we're 22 years into a long-term drought.
Right.
And the Colorado River system is crashing, and you got all this stuff happening, and you know, they're thinking, hey, you know, I think that there's an opportunity for us here to take advantage of crisis and make a whole lot of money. So they can come in, they swoop in, they buy this agricultural land for fairly cheap, and then they're going to try to transfer it to the urban centers.
And they dump the agricultural side.
They dump the agricultural side. They transfer the water. So they buy the land essentially for the water, right? Everybody
right.
knows that. And they want to transfer this water to the urban centers to continue the development of those urban centers at the expense of our rural communities.
Right.
It's really a transfer of wealth is what it is.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a ton of money along the way if it's allowed to happen, which is why it's so important for us to challenge this first, you know, west to east transfer to Queen Creek. It's the first time that we've ever seen a Colorado River transfer in Arizona from west
right.
to east. We've seen a lot of transfers up and down the river.
Sure.
Nothing to the east to, you know, over 170 miles to Queen Creek so they can continue to build 5,000 homes.
Is it not an issue that when someone buys farmland that they just let it all die? I mean, isn't – when you buy that land that maybe was hay and then you just decide, we'll let it die and do something else with the water, isn't that in itself an issue?
Yeah, well, they have to use it or they lose it. I mean, you have to use your water allocation or you lose it, right?
Right.
So they had to go through this whole process to say, hey, we don't want to farm anymore. You know, we have to get permission.
Oh, okay.
To transfer this, basically this contract with the Bureau of Reclamation for this water allotment, transfer that over, and all these different complex water. Water is very complex, very complex.
I can tell.
But
and I would think that there would be somebody who says, no, you're not going to get out of the farming business. We
right.
need that.
Right.
You know? In America, we need that hay.
Yeah, well, we had that process. There was a process, the Arizona Department of Water Resources. Maybe you remember that. I actually came down when I was the vice mayor of Kingman to speak out against that. They
right.
had it at the Bullhead City Chambers. They had this public hearing. They had a number of public hearings about this proposed transfer. And, you know, people were at least 5-1 against allowing this transfer to happen, but
nobody counted.
ADWR greenlighted it anyways, and I can tell you now that he's out of office, I've heard that that direction came all the way from the top, from the prior governor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, okay. A lot of us think that, you know, at the time he was still, you know, contemplating a U.S. Senate run.
Right.
And he needed support, right, and developers were going to support him. So,
yeah.
You know, that's just kind of inside baseball, political stuff. But
gosh,
we're stuck with it.
All right, catch your breath. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. If you have questions, you know the number, 702-298-1063. Call us up. We'll put you on the air, let you ask your question, and then Travis will be more than happy to answer your question for you. And let me see if I got a couple more things to tell you about going on around. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. That tomorrow on the Speak Out from Havasu, Paul Lavoie is going to have Jess Knutson, the city manager, in there. Check that out tomorrow at 10. 11.
No matter how hard I try.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Bacon makes everything better. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announces Bacon Fest. You can always add smokehouse bacon to your cheeseburger, your BLT, and check out the maple bacon pancake platter with eggs the way you want them. Try the bacon spinach benedict or the bacon pepperjack omelet. Finally, the bacon and broccoli breakfast skittle. And breakfast is available from open to close, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery. Bring home the bacon from Perkins, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400. 2400.
What goes better together than wine and connections? The Lake Havasu City Chamber Mixer is Wednesday, February 15th at the Summeray Wine Bar and Local Eatery. Join your business friends and associates for an evening of connections paired with wine, beer, and delicious food. Summeray is located right in the heart of downtown Lake Havasu at 2097 McCulloch Boulevard. The Chamber Mixer is this Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll see you there. For more information, visit HavasuChamber.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And there's Meat Bingo going on this Thursday at the Anderson Fieldhouse at 5 o'clock. Call Janice Young for more information, 928-514-5082. And there's a mixer Thursday night also at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, they're putting it on, but it's right out in front at the Colorado River Museum and Historical Society. Call the Chamber, 928-754-4121. Four questions. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by East West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retirement this year? Well, and you want to start doing some financial planning? Or maybe you're already retired and you could use some help. Well, call Jack Mafara. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. He'll sit down with you for free in either office and talk to you about your options. Yeah, he's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. So, like I mentioned, it's free to sit down and talk with him. Call him at 928. In fact, he's in here Thursday. Call him at 928-888-9828. Make your free appointment and go talk to him. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Are you still a little chilly out there? Well, maybe your office or home system is not producing enough heat for you. Well, in Bullhead City and in Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater or heat pump, whatever it is you have. And then they'll come back in a few months and get you cool. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, plan to join your friends and family at Laughlin Ranch on Friday, March 31st for an evening and outdoor concert with the sound of the Eagles. Yes. Get your tickets for the Eagles tribute now. Outdoors under the stars. General admission is only $50. First come, first serve. And VIP, well, that's $100, but they're going to feed you and bring you beverages to your seat. You like that? $100, yeah. That sounds kind of nice being catered to. And then there's an after party. Yeah, tickets are available at LaughlinRanch.com. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? A vacation home, a pool, an add-on, maybe a refi? Maybe you just want to tear down a wall or two and remodel the inside of your house? Well, call the founder and CEO, Mr. Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's got lots of money. Underneath his desk is a vault the size of the Pentagon, and every shelf has money on it. Call him at 928-288-2691. Fill out your loan and watch him go down into the vault and come back up with the money you need. 928-288-2691. All right, back in the studio with Mojave County Supervisor and the Chairman of the Board. I thought that was Frank Sinatra, but apparently not. You're the Chairman of the Board. Mr. Travis Lingenfelter. I think it was Mark Clark who told me that, you know, parts of Arizona and other areas that take water from the Colorado River cut back on their allotment this year. But California did not.
That's correct. It's all this multi-state compact, you know, the drought contingency plan. And right now we're in what's called a tier 2A shortage. And, you know, because Arizona has water rights that are below California's, California has not been required to make cuts yet. When we get into like a tier 2B or a tier 3 water shortage declaration from the Bureau, then California is going to have to start chipping in. And then, again, as you probably know, the reconsultation effort between all of the basin states to, you know, that's supposed to go into effect in 2026. Probably that's not going to happen. that's going to, you know, the current rules are going to be extended. But all of the states are talking about, number one, how to deal with the current crashing situation.
Right.
Coming up with plans to, you know, what can we do to conserve another 2 to 4 million acre feet, but then at the same time, this reconsultation about how we go forward and in the future, how much water each one of the seven basin states is going to get, you know, reflecting the reality of the drought,
right,
and how much the river actually produces.
How difficult is it for California to take the ocean water and purify it and use it?
Well, it's something that they're looking, at least some people in California are looking to do. It's desalination. If you go to Carlsbad, for instance, they've got a seawater desalination plant there. And if you look on their website, they call it the most modern desalination plant in the Western Hemisphere, really.
Wow.
The water, though, is significantly more expensive. You're talking about for an acre foot of that water, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know, at least. So.
And from the Colorado River is free.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something that they're going to be forced to do as a part of a solution. It's not the end-all, be-all solution. The amount of water that you can produce from desalination, I don't think it's going to ever produce 100% of what we need. You know, it's going to have to be a combination of conservation, recharge, reuse. It's going to be really interesting, and it's going to push all the states and the counties and the cities in a lot of different ways, you know.
When you drive down the strip in Las Vegas and you see those casinos with those great big ponds, or one's got the boats even that go through it, how upset do you get?
I don't get too upset with them, because when you look at how much Colorado River water they get, I mean, it's they really use a very minuscule percentage of Colorado River water. And, you know, it's counterintuitive almost when you see all that stuff. But then you see how good they're actually doing with water, with reuse, and they're actually – they've got programs that incentivize people to rip out unnecessary turf and all these other things. You know, the Southern Nevada Water Authority is doing a really good job, actually.
Oh,
right,
good.
Now. They're kind of a model right now in the Southwest with with what communities are going to be having to go, you know, move towards.
Okay.
You know, I think some Phoenix communities have a long ways to go when you compare them to what they're doing in Vegas.
Yeah.
But they're doing an okay job.
I don't think Scottsdale anyone's going to get rid of their water, their grass.
Well, yeah, they might. They may not want to, right?
All right, let's take another break. A little past half past the hour. If you have questions, bring us up. 702-298-1063. Be a part of the show. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Mojave Electric's fiber network continues to grow, and the benefits of TWN Communications' high-speed internet are endless. Not only is fiber internet fast and affordable, but it also has unlimited data at no extra charge. Take advantage today by pre-registering to ensure your property is fiber-ready by calling 888-227-2095 or by stopping by TWN's local storefront at 2020 Silver Creek Road, 113D in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, what are you doing Saturday? Well, actually, on Friday night, there's a meet bingo. Yes, Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club at Los Lagos Golf Club. 5:30. Call Matt at 928-758-5499 for tickets and information. Friday, there's also a Veterans Fair in Bullhead City, Resource Fair at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce from 10 to 2. Call Jennifer, 928-897-5830. And then Saturday in Kingman, they have Our Time, Our History, Sounds of the Kingman at the Kingman Library. And this is put on by thesoundsofkingman.com, and it's from 1 to 3. Speak Out Each Term Day is brought to you by, you heard me mention Matt, 758-5499. Well, that's Barron Services, too. Experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. And experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe, this is the best part, safe for your pets and your children. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call one number, Barron Services, 758-5499. Anything to do with the meat bingo, call Matt on that too. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Hey, if you want to enter the world of healthcare, gosh, call Legacy. They got a great program at Legacy Rehab and Care Center where they will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant with the help of Mojave Community College, but you don't have to go there. No. You do it all at work while you're getting paid. And then when you get that certificate, you make more money. Legacy Rehab and Care Services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who wants to enter the world of healthcare or might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, windows, door type, porch, and ramp if you want. Stop by today and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, just south of the Walmart. Or you can call Robert today at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announces Bacon Fest. It's still going on. You can add smokehouse bacon to your cheeseburger or your BLT. You can have a maple bacon pancake platter with eggs any way you want them. Try the bacon spinach Benedict or the bacon pepper jack omelet. And finally, don't forget, breakfast is available from sunup to sundown and before that and after that. When the doors are unlocked, you can have breakfast at Perkins. All right, back in the studio with Travis Lingenfelter. We've talked a lot about water here. How are we going to slow California down from taking more and more water? And the way Mark Clark explained this to me is this goes way back to the Salt River Project, that when that was installed, there was some swindling and some deals made that California, if you'll vote for this, we'll do this.
It's true. Arizona has, water rights that are under California is because we were trying to get the Central Arizona Project constructed. So to get that constructed, we took junior rights, basically.
Somebody in California was a wheeler dealer.
Well, there was a lot of wheeler dealers, and they're still out there, let me tell you, when it comes to water, I'll tell you. But I think it's going to come down, really, on the Colorado River to the Bureau of Reclamation in March or April. They're going to come out with, as the water master of the Colorado River, who they think need to take cuts and how much, and how that pain is going to be spread out. I think we're probably past the time of voluntary reductions,
right.
And it's going to come down to the Bureau of Reclamation just saying, here are mandated outcomes, and to get there, here's what we're going to have to do, and you guys don't have to like it, certainly there's probably going to be appeal processes and lots of water attorneys involved, as there always are, but I think it's going to come down to the Bureau to step in.
Which is going to happen in the next 60, 90 days?
Yeah, it could happen, in March or April of this year. In November of last year, they put out something called a supplemental environmental impact statement asking the seven basin states for ideas on how to reach that conservation number of 2 to 4 million acre feet that the Bureau had called for in June of last year. And that comment period closed, and six of the basin states submitted one plan. California submitted another plan last month, and then it's going to be up to the Bureau really to say, okay, as water master,
here's what we're going to do.
Okay. And then we'll just have to march forward.
People that buy lots in Mojave Valley, do they have water rights, or do they have to buy the water rights? Because a lot of property out there has wells.
Mm-hmm.
How's that work?
Well, in Mojave County, I don't believe that we have an adopted 100-year assured water supply requirement. So it's really up to the developer and the real estate community and even the people that are buying the homes to do their due diligence and make sure that they feel confident that they've got a sufficient water supply.
Okay.
So
work through the county for that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Our animal control.
Yes.
They got a few puppies.
They've got a lot of puppies. We have some hoarders in this county.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's sad.
But I heard that some of them can't be adopted yet because they're in bad shape.
Yep, they're still, you know, they need medical treatment to get them back up to their, you know, full health, and then they can be adopted. But, you know, I can't say enough good things about just the volunteers, the friends of the Mojave County Animal Shelter, the staff of the Mojave County Animal Shelter, everybody that's involved in the private sector, you know, PetSmart and all the other, you know,
right.
You know, I don't want to forget anybody. Everybody that's involved has a just a huge heart for these animals.
I know they brought some down over the weekend at our bazaar that was going on that Grace Heck was putting on. And a few of them got adopted. So,
great.
I mean, I guess that's a success when you go back home and you take home less dogs than you came with. But that's going to be nonstop, isn't it?
I think it is. You know, thankfully, the board, after many years, we finally were at a groundbreaking ceremony for a new Mojave County Animal Shelter.
Good.
So that new facility should be up and running, you know, probably March or April of next year.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, team effort. I mean, you hear about spay and neuter all the time and
oh,
be a responsible pet owner, you know, control the pet population out there.
One of my dogs is neutered, and the other one gets neutered tomorrow, and they don't leave my yard. Caller, did you have a question?
Oh, yes. I had a couple of remarks and a question, but one of the things you're talking about, the animals, I wondered what Mr. Lingenfelder had to say about all the feral cats that are in downtown Kingman by the Little League Park. And I go over and feed them. A lot of old ladies do. But they don't belong to anybody, and they're just between the mobile home park and the Little League park. I wonder if he's ever driven by and seen them. And before you answer, I have to tell you a personal story. I'll try to make it brief. I am Irish, so we're never brief. But I always wanted to meet you. I'm a Kingmanite, but I lived in Texas 35 years, and I came back. But I'm nearly 80, and many years ago, got married young. I had a baby. She was premature, second one. 10 months later, premature, and third one, Dr. Arnold was so filled with taking care of the whole county, and then your father came to town. I'll probably cry. This is a very touching story to me. And Dr. Lingenfelder asked your dad if he would help him deliver the babies because, you know, Dr. Arnold did all the surgeries and everything.
Yeah.
So I'd had two difficult pregnancies. The third one, your dad took me, long story short, I was in labor 17 hours. I nearly died. The baby nearly died. Was born at 6.5 months. Your dad sat by my head. He didn't even know me. Brand new doctor here. Put a chair by the head of the bed, and he stayed with me 17 hours. And the baby was very ill. He took care of the baby. When he felt like he couldn't do anything else with the baby, he arranged for me and my husband to go to Phoenix and see a specialist. Which we did, and the specialist said that Dr. Kingman did exactly what he should do. That little boy is now pushing 60, got 3 degrees, worked for a big company. In his old age, he decided to be an eighth grade science teacher, went back to college, and he's happily teaching eighth graders in San Antonio. But at the same time this was happening with my little three babies, your parents went to the same church I did, and your mother took in all the little toddlers in the house next door to the old Methodist church downtown. So she got my first child, and my little daughter loved her. You come from a very good stock, and I will always love the Lingenfelders.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that.
Great.
Oh.
Nobody ever treated me better than your parents, so...
You know, that really means a lot to me. Thank you for sharing that. He's my greatest role model. He's the guy that, you know, I reflect on, you know, all the time, to, you know, in my own life. Am I going the right way? Am I focused on the right things? You know, he was really my mentor, and I really appreciate that story. That really means a lot to me.
Well, I love them both. I didn't think I could love a doctor more than Dr. Arnold, but I absolutely love your parents. Nobody ever treated me better than your mother and dad, so I just always wanted to... I've been back a number of years, but I never have met you. So I just thought, you know what? I want him to talk about those feral cats, but yeah. I want to tell him the story of his parents with me. So
I appreciate
thank
that.
You so much. I agree with everything you're saying today, incidentally, but I'll cut it off there.
Well,
so.
No, I appreciate that. And when I go back to the office, I'll reach out to the animal control folks and just inquire about that. That's the first time I've heard about all the feral cats down
well,
there by the ballpark.
Well, just drive over there some evening and just park there between the baseball diamond and the, mm-hmm. the wall to the park. Take a bag of cat food, get out of your car, and they just come streaming over the fence. I mean, dozens and dozens. The
wow.
first time I went, took a bag of food and fed them, I counted 42 of them around my feet, and they're beautiful. They're
wow.
they're like tuxedo cats, calicos, mini black cats, and they're so friendly, but they all have no homes. Now, another old lady in the park, she tries to feed them, but it's just a shame. I mean, people could literally scoop them up, take them, get them spayed, neutered, and make pets out of them. I don't know legally how that works, but they have no homes, and they just keep making more. And just drive over there any time of the day or night, and they will come running out, and you'll just see how many there are. So anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. I'm very glad you're a Kingman.
Oh,
now,
thank you
so.
Very much. It's nice to meet you. You have a huge heart. I can tell. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the
Bye-bye.
Call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. It's nice when someone pays your family compliments.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
he was a pretty great guy.
And this you was know. Your grandfather, though.
My grandfather, yeah. yeah. But really, I meant that. I mean, he was really my mentor, and it still is. You know, he's the reason that where I am today in every aspect of my life. And well, you know, I owe a lot to them. And I still hear stories today, you know.
Like her, yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, he just helped so many people and did yeah. so many great things. So.
Well, and I think that's kind of a standard that your cousin is keeping up with the company.
We got some big shoes to fill, I'll tell
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Oh. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more here and wrap it up in about 12 minutes. If you have a question, you can call in too, 702-298-1063. And Travis will be more than happy to answer your questions. I do want to tell you, Grand Funk Railroad. Oh, yeah, this Saturday night at the E-Center Edgewater Pavilion, 7 o'clock Nevada time. Call the Edgewater for tickets, 702-298-2454.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a smokehouse Philly, the keto cheeseburger, smokehouse turkey burger, portobello chicken sandwich, impossible vegan burger, a Cajun bowl, blue burger bowl, steak fajita bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar.
The Beale Street Theater is thrilled to announce that comedian Jeff Leeson will perform for one night only on February 15th at 7 p.m. The show is at Beale Celebrations, and tickets are online at BealeStreetTheater.com. The American Legion Post number 81 in Lake Havasu City has several positions that need to be filled, including kitchen manager and assistant kitchen manager. Call 928-854-0351 for more information. Beads and Bling, It's a Mardi Gras Thing is the Kingman Chamber's 29th annual fundraising event. It's set for February 25th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available online at kingmanchamber.com. The Needles Chamber announces its Lucky Greens Golf Tournament is set for March 18th. Call Jessica 760-326-2050 to register or visit the Needles Chamber at 950 Front Street.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, they continue to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants that are available for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for any special school project. Submissions can be, submissions are being accepted now from teachers in the MEC service territory up until March 17th. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or you can call MEC at 928-763-1100. ProFit Kitchen. Are you looking at getting healthy this year? Well, put ProFit Kitchen on your menu because they have a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, and a healthy dinner, and it's the healthiest around. You won't find a better breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And then they have meal prep solutions where you can have them make your lunch for a few days. Go pick them up. Yeah, it's perfect. People order all the way from Kingman. Yeah. Check out the entire menu, and you can order off the menu on web. ProFitKitchen.com. That's spelled KITCHIN.com. The Laughlin Mall. You can eat and shop here. Downstairs, we got restaurant and ice cream store. Plus, upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, the Levi's store, Vitamin World, Boot Barn, to the Pendleton store. On the front of the mall, five businesses that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection, enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service, all from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today at TWNcom, that's C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road. All right, we have about five more minutes left with Travis Langenfelter. What are the needs that you, of course, 165 acres or whatever it is, 65% of the county, what are the needs your district has that maybe the other four don't have?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm looking at some of the more up-and-coming areas. You know, when you look at north of the Grand Canyon, for instance, and the Colorado City Centennial Park area, you know, that community up there, that whole region, is really doing some great things now. They're rebuilding themselves, and, you know, I'm going to predict that they're going to be the next Sedona. You know,
yeah.
Sedona 2.0. Here we are on Speak Out 2.0. They're going to be Sedona 2.0 up there. But, you know, some great tourism stuff going on up there, some economic development projects that are happening up there. And it's just as beautiful as anything you'd see in, like, Zion National Park. They're just on the other side of Zion.
Sure, yeah.
So they're looking to capitalize on that in tourism. And just had a new mayor and council that was elected up there in Colorado City. And they're ready to roll up their sleeves and get busy. So they're doing some
good
infrastructure work, you know, broadband, water improvements, just the skeleton infrastructure stuff that the private sector can come in behind and fill in behind that, right? So,
and you talk about infrastructure, you're going to get a couple of new exchanges off I-40 in Kingman.
Yeah, yeah. So at the Tri-City Council meeting this last week, we had an update from a company called Allo, which is from Nebraska. They replied to a request for proposals that my district, District 1, worked with the Mojave County Procurement Office on and Economic Development for build-out of fiber-to-the-premises symmetrical broadband, fiber broadband. We need broadband now in every area of our lives that was made apparent by the pandemic. And so, you know, we've really invested heavily on that, and Olo is bringing over $100 million into Mojave County, $100 million
wow.
capital investment, building out the communities of Kingman, of Lake Havasu City, and the middle mile, what they call the middle mile, along Interstate 40, to really give us some of the fastest broadband in the entire Southwest. It's pretty incredible.
And when you talk about $100 million, it's going to take them a while to make that up.
Oh, sure.
You know?
I mean, it does so much to modernize and improve. And you know, even when you look at after this is done, this is built out, we're going to have faster broadband service than Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Than Tucson. Than, you know, a lot of these big, huge metro areas. Our broadband capability, fiber broadband, is going to be unmatched compared to them. It's pretty cool.
I have it in my house with TWN.
Yeah, they're doing great things down here.
Yeah, they are. So what's, if you had a list of priorities, what's number one? Well, one is water. What's number two?
Well, I think, you know, always the lessons that we learned from the pandemic is, you know, I believe very strongly in personal choice, and freedom always trumps everything else. And I believe in people's ability to choose, but really to push the county forward. We have some sheriff substations that we still have to get done.
Right.
We have to get a legal services center done. We have to get a county morgue done. Meanwhile, try to, you know, battle inflation that everybody else is battling, and continue to just be a great county to live, work, and play in. And you know, that's what we're doing.
How do people get in touch with you?
You can reach me at the district office, Mojave County District 1. Go on the website, Mojave County, and just click on the tab for District 1 under government, and you can find me there.
Probably has your email, too.
Has my email there, my phone number, you know, whatever you need. So
okay.
Look
great.
Forward to it. Yeah, please do reach out.
You're loving what you're doing.
I love it.
It shows. It shows. It's a passion for you.
It is.
It's not just a job.
No, I love my city, and I love my county and my country, and I think, you know, all the other individuals that I serve on our county board do, too, and I feel really fortunate. Mojave County, when you look at all the other crazy stuff that's happening in other places, I love being in Mojave County.
Yeah.
I think it's the place to be.
I said during the pandemic, Mojave County was the place to be because our numbers were a lot lower than, you know, major metropolitan areas. And every time I interview the sheriff or a chief of police, I say the same thing. It's good to be in Mojave County. We don't have the issues that they have in
here. Mojave County kind of took the Florida route in large part. You know, we didn't try to monkey in people's business too much. You know, I know the state did a lot, but Mojave County, you know, our board believes in letting the private sector and people do what they want to do. But,
I do too.
That's limited fabulous. Government. That's what it's all about.
Travis, thank you so much for coming
in.
Great information. And maybe that lady will go on the website and call you and
I hope she does.
Take her to lunch.
I would.
Since your grandfather helped her so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she kept saying your dad, and I kept thinking, nah, I don't think so.
Oh, that's all right. I get that a lot. It's
you
okay.
You do?
Yeah.
What does your dad do?
He's semi-retired now.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't
a doctor.
He wasn't a doctor. No, he worked in telecommunications for an old company here called Citizens Communications.
Oh, yeah. No,
a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
And, now he's just a little bit involved with the healthcare facilities. And
good.
Then he stays out of the way, right?
Yeah.
He's having fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming down today. Good information.
Thank
and
you.
I think a lot of our listeners learned a lot today.
Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears. Oh, about 7 minutes. Stick around.
Drums keep pounding.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.